So we don't normally take calls on Overdrive. But is Brian from Durham Region? Are you on the line?
Yeah, first time, short time, boys. very rarely do I tune into a program like this, but thank you for taking calls this afternoon. I appreciate it.
To be clear, taking call.
Right, taking one call.
You
squeezed me in, and I appreciate it.
So I want to know, first of all, where were you, and how'd you find out?
I'll never forget this. This, of all the sporting moments in my life, this one I most certainly will not forget, because I was dead asleep. I was asleep. It was 3 a.m. And my wife, we got a 9-week-old at home, so my wife is up every 2 hours, and I'm up with her every 2 hours, making sure I'm there for support, of course.
But absolutely.
Yeah. And
lies. Oh, he lies. Yeah.
She is on a text chain with a bunch of friends, and one of her friends is from L.A. and lives in L.A. Not a Clipper fan, though, a Laker fan. Anyway, so her text messaging started blowing up, saying Kawhi has chosen the Clippers. She didn't believe it. She looked into it. She jumped on her own Twitter account, started Googling, finding out what was going on. And, again, I'm out like a light, but I guess I moved, like, briefly. So she decided, okay, I'm going to pretend like he's awake. And she started kind of whispering to me, asking if I was awake, but doing so by shoving me at the same time. And so I woke up. It's 3 a.m. And I get the news that Kawhi Leonard has signed with the L.A. Clippers. And I was up for the next, like, 4 hours. I couldn't go back to sleep because my mind was racing. I start jumping on Twitter. I start reading different reports and trying to get the details. And we find out at the same time Paul George has been traded right to the Clippers, and maybe the Raptors were in on that. So it was a sporting experience I wish I did not go through, considering the result. But it's something I'll never forget.
How do you feel about it?
It's crushing. I mean, I don't know why that's so difficult for people to acknowledge. You know, there's two separate Kawhi Leonard stories now in terms of the history of Toronto. The one in 2018, 2019 will never be forgotten. He put forth the greatest season in franchise history, maybe the greatest season in Toronto sports history, led them to a title. And that is a storybook that was written, was concluded. The book was closed. It will be cherished. It will be memorized, and it will be recited forever. You know, we'll never, ever forget that. But this is a different story. You know, this is the drama, and this is the heartbreak. And I've been kind of confused by the reaction, you know, like this sense of obligation to thank Kawhi. Of course we thank Kawhi for what he did when he was playing here. You know, 2 million people showed up at the parade to thank Kawhi Leonard. He'll always be a legend in the city because of what he did. But I don't understand why it's so difficult to acknowledge that this is crushing, that he could have stayed, but he decided to leave. And I heard you guys off the top, and you were saying, you know, he decided to play the GM of the LA Clippers. I would argue he also decided to play life coach for Paul George. Mm-hmm. And in a way, he kind of decided to play GM for the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, you know, there's a lot of bitterness that goes around. I don't blame Kawhi. He was a free agent. He never guaranteed anything. He's entitled to do whatever he wants. But this idea that Paul George just demands a trade and Sam Presti and Oklahoma City are like, okay, sure. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that for you. Now, they got an incredible haul, but he's their best player.
Yeah.
You know, it's an incredible story, but long story short, I'm not over it. I don't think I will be over it. It's going to change the future of the Raptors drastically, and it sucks that he's not going to be a Raptor anymore.
Well, that's an interesting one, Hayes, because, you know, Miller and I were just talking about, do you honor Kawhi Leonard? Like Gord was saying, maybe they should build a statue eventually of the shot against the Sixers, the four bouncer that propels you further in an NBA championship run. How do you feel about that?
The statue is interesting because, again, it commemorates the moment. And, you know, the biggest moments throughout the playoff run were clearly at the hands of Kawhi Leonard. So, you know, if that's what comes with it, you know, with every statue comes a plaque. And I guess if you're going to describe the moment, that would be one thing I guess I could get behind. I'm totally against retiring his number.
Oh, yeah.
No. Totally against
that. That would be desperate, wouldn't it? That would smack of
remarkably desperate and insecure. You know, like, yes, I think he knows how we feel about him. He's well aware. You know, he's again, and he's always going to be revered for what he did when he was here. But he was here for 1 year, and there's a lot of different ways to spin it. There's a lot of different realities to the story, and I'm sure it's multi-layered. Sadly, because of who he is, we're never going to get the full story. He's not going to reveal it. But this is just a fact. He is no different than Chris Bosh, Tracy McGrady. The first second he had an opportunity to leave, he left.
Well,
the first second he could leave, he left. So I love him for what he did. I'll never forget it for that 1 year. But 1 year does not lead to a jersey retirement. No way.
Do you think he strung the Raptors along a bit? You know, going to the Blue Jay game, even wearing a Jays, you know, jersey down in the Caribbean, like it, going to Niagara Falls. Like, it seemed like, do you think he sort of strung this along and never intended to come back?
No, I'm not sure he ever intended to come back. You know, I think it was, he had three great options at the end of the day. When you think about it, he had his two teams in his hometown. And he had a team he just won a title with where they had a real opportunity to do it again. And a fan base that again, he's a god in Toronto. So the three options were incredible. I'm sure he considered the Raptors. I'm sure it was something that went through his mind. I don't look at, you know, Niagara Falls and the Blue Jay game and all that as a part of this at all. But I do think him flying up here, my belief is that was a part of the chess game. You know, and Kawhi Leonard, I give him all the credit in the world because he is ruthless. And a lot of these guys are ruthless. Owners are ruthless. GMs are ruthless. Coaches are ruthless. Players are ruthless.
Uncles are ruthless.
Yes, they're all ruthless. And I think in the end, this was that kind of stunt, you know, him flying up here to Toronto and staying here for a couple of days, was to achieve two things. One, to buy time for Paul George to demand the trade, and for Oklahoma City to start working out, okay, are we going to do this? And if we are, what do we need in return? And then I think it was also to force the Clippers' hand. And it was a brilliant move because I think in the end, he always wanted to go to the Clippers, but he wanted to go to the Clippers with help. And it's a brilliant move. I mean, before he even got on the plane, that report is out there. He said, if you get Paul George, I'm yours. So getting on that plane, he was not fully committed to ever negotiating with the Raptors if the Clippers were going to find a way to acquire Paul George. So I think he was buying his time, and he was forcing the Clippers' hand, and he got everything that he wanted. And I salute him for that because, I mean, that's a brilliant chess move, multiple moves. And he was always looking two or three steps ahead, and he got exactly what he wanted in the end. And if that's what he wanted, then that means being a Raptor was not ultimately what he wanted.
Yeah, and I know the Raptors feel like they were ultimately used as leverage in the negotiation, right? That they were able, the Sam Presti with the Oklahoma City Thunder was able to extract the maximum return from the Clippers because the Raptors were also involved, and obviously there's also the threat of the Lakers. But should we feel badly, Hayes, that the Raptors were used as leverage? Because all it really says is that Kawhi Leonard is cutthroat. Kawhi Leonard, all the reasons he won you a title, that he's a cutthroat, stone-faced, poker-playing killer, the reasons he's great on the court, it all translated off the court.
Absolutely. Like, that again, is something that I salute, man. I really do. Because some people feed this idea that Kawhi Leonard is aloof or is a guy who, you know, isn't paying attention to anything.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going about his business and just is a robot or a cyborg, and that's not true. It's never been true. And this is clear evidence of that. This guy knows the game. He knows how to play the game. I mean, how often did we hear a year ago when we were doing the rounds trying to get intel on Kawhi after the Raptors have acquired him, and everyone said, man, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't talk. You go up there and you try to talk to him, and there's no back and forth. And then all of a sudden this summer, he's calling Kevin Durant. He's calling Paul George.
Kevin Durant's calling. Whoa, that surprised me.
He talks when he wants to talk, and he talks when he's got an initiative and he's going to follow through on that. And it was a brilliant plan that came together. I feel bad for Raptor fans. I don't feel bad for the Raptors because they're a part of this whole industry. I mean, that's pro sports,
right?
But you.
But here's what I don't like, Brian. Here's what I don't like that Kawhi Leonard did. I don't think you should be calling players who are under contract to other teams and saying, get yourself traded to the Clippers and I'll sign there as a free agent. Like, I think at some point, for the integrity of the NBA and for their smaller franchises, and we see this all the time, guys get traded all the time with a year to go in their deal, a year and a half to go. We know that LeBron James recruited Anthony Davis. We know that, who had 2 years to go in his contract. At some point, the NBA has to say, this can't happen anymore.
Well, I tend to agree with you, Gord. Now, it's easy to say it because in our city, we're on the losing end. You know, people in L.A. that are Clipper fans, they don't care about that sentiment whatsoever.
No, but Oklahoma City's on the losing end of it. I mean, if you woke up in Oklahoma City on Saturday morning, your first question is, why is my team getting blown up because Kawhi Leonard of the Raptors wants to sign with the Clippers?
Absolutely.
What's that got to do with me?
I have no idea how they would explain that. I don't. I don't know how Adam Silver can or will explain it, but this is not a new phenomenon. I mean, again, Kawhi's just playing the game. He didn't create the rules. He's just playing the game. This game's been ongoing in the NBA for quite some time, and it's only going to continue. And the reality is, it's on the individual teams to step up and say no. And that's why, again, I think if you're a Raptor fan...
I disagree. I think it's up to the league. I think the NBA has to say no.
Okay.
Two things. If Kawhi was under contract for next year and Paul George was the free agent, and Paul George called Kawhi and said, get yourself out of Toronto and we'll play together in the Clippers, we'd be outraged.
Absolutely.
We would be outraged. And the second part of it is, you can't call players and meet with players from other teams who are under contract and conspire to go play somewhere else. They're under contract to someone else.
Listen, Gord, you're preaching to the choir, but it's the Wild West right now in the NBA. And quite frankly, I think the NBA feels like it's actually a beneficial movement. Because of the amount of buzz it creates. The old, there's no such thing as bad press. You know, okay, there are going to be some hurt feelings, but there's also going to be a lot of people that are really happy and a lot of people that aren't primarily involved, in this case, Toronto, Oklahoma City, L.A., that are fascinated with it and can't wait to throw on TSN or throw on ESPN or watch TNT. So I don't think they really care enough. I think they actually promote it in a way with their inaction. But I don't know how or what Adam Silver would possibly do to stop it. And really, I think this is why I say it's on the GMs. Sam Presti could have said no. Like, sorry, Paul, you're our best player. We're not trading you.
You're right.
Well,
like,
you can't do that.
I mean,
why can't you do that? Because you got a guy you know doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, but Kawhi Leonard didn't want to be here this year. You wouldn't know it.
We don't know that. He never said that.
Well, Gord, come on. We knew he didn't want to be here. Like, I give him full credit because he never showed it, and he went out there and played his ass off every single night. But there are a lot of players in every league that don't want to be where they're at. But sorry, you signed the contract, you got to play. But if you're just going to capitulate and be like, okay, forget it, it's not my problem, you know, talk to the commissioner in New York, then this is what we're going to get. You know, you're getting the Wild West. You're getting the players are running the league.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to find out if it's ever going to have a ripple effect on the other sports, because the NBA is so far gone, you know, where the players dominate everything in terms of player movement. Other leagues, I wonder if they're going to get to that point, because I'm sure they'd love to. Why wouldn't the players want to be empowered?
Yeah, but I wonder what the difference is, right, Hayes? I mean, Connor McDavid, as good as he is and as well-paid as he is, he's the best player in the league, the highest-paid guy in the league. He's still on a terrible team, right? Like, there's no scenario where a guy of that stature in the NBA can be on a terrible team, because you affect the team so much as one guy. Whereas in the NHL, you know, one guy can't move the needle like that.
No, he can't, but they can attempt to hold their own destiny in their own hands.
Right.
You know, like in the NBA, the equivalent of Connor McDavid would have just been, he would have been gone by now.
Right.
You know, it would have just been like...
He'd be long gone.
He'd be long gone. You know, with all due respect to Edmonton, it would have just been, I'm not doing this anymore. Where in the NHL, it would be shocking news.
Right.
If we woke up tomorrow and found out that Connor McDavid has not only demanded a trade, but has said, I'm only going to one of these two or three teams. And on top of that, I'm talking to players on other teams, and they're going to start doing this too and demand it, and we're going to build up a super team in Toronto or New York or Montreal or Chicago. It's impossible to believe we'd ever get that. get there in the NHL, but why not? Connor McDavid is just as powerful as LeBron James.
The difference is the NHL can't allow it. The NHL depends more on ticket revenue than the NBA does by far. And the fact that pissed off NBA fans are in New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Toronto speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, they cater to their big markets because that's where the TV money comes from.
Absolutely.
So that's,
and that the money is astronomical. And also, because the money is so high, these guys are willing to take pay cuts and still go wherever they want to go. Like Kawhi Leonard left $50 million on the table. $50 million. He's still going to make $140
million. Right.
So he's like, what do I care about that $50 million, man? I want to live in L.A. with a super team, and I'll make it up on the side with New Balance and with other endorsement deals.
So, and that's the other part of it, right, is how much actors outside of the league played a role in this.
Yeah.
Shoe companies, all of it, right, play a role
well,
in this.
I mean, I got to believe, you know, the lure of the American market, the Clippers, even though they're a secondary team in that market, and they will continue to be, they're going to be on ESPN more, they're going to be on TNT more, they're going to get way more play. But I believe, you know, if I'm New Balance, I would prefer to be have Kawhi in Toronto than Kawhi with the Clippers, because you're talking 35 million people up here that love him and cannot get enough of him. He's going to get lost in L.A. He will. It's still, that's a Laker town. That's LeBron's town. I'm not even sure, you know, on any given night he's going to be bigger or better than Paul George, who is also a local son, you know, of Southern California and L.A. We're up here. You know, it was all Kawhi Leonard all the time. And that's another thing, you know, on a side note that I hope kind of changes as we move forward. We all would agree and would acknowledge that the Raptors can and will not win that title without Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that goes without saying. But he has taken up 90-95% of the tire pumping. And I think a lot of that was from a recruitment standpoint. You know, like, we've got to hook up Kawhi with all the love. It's got to be all about Kawhi Leonard. You know, when they had the parade downtown, the key to the city was handed out to him. Why wasn't it given to Kyle Lowry?
Yeah.
Lowry's been here the longest. Lowry's the guy that re-signed multiple times. That was blatantly his son. That was, we got to make sure he's in the front. We got to make sure he gets all the love. I hope moving forward, it's not considered, you know, Kawhi Leonard's championship. It's Kyle Lowry's title, Siakam's title, Gasol's title, and Kawhi's clearly still a part of it and a massive part of it. But I hope this allows us to show some more love to the other guys who are on that team, because, you know, they supplied Kawhi Leonard with an opportunity to win his second title. And, you know, we kept hearing ever since he got here, he wants to be healthy, he wants to win titles, and he wants to build trust. Well, that's why I thought the Raptors were the clear favorites to win this out, because they resuscitated his career. They just won a title. If he returned next year, they'd be, I think, the favorites across the NBA. And clearly he's built up trust with their staff, with the players, with ownership, et cetera. So, I mean, that's another part of it that makes it so disappointing. But I hope as we move forward, you know, Kawhi continues to get his love, which he should, but the other guys get a lot of love too.
So that was Brian from Durham Region. Now, let me ask you a question here. If Marner signs or signs an offer sheet, are you calling back in?
Oh, I will be driving in.
Oh, yeah. At that point. I knew it. You'll be knocking me out of this chair, won't you?
Like, well, just... no, I'll leave you. It's your chair, Gordo. You know that. I wouldn't possibly do that, but I don't see it happening. I have not seen
it happen.
You're
on vacation. It has to happen.
Well, I know. That's true. And because I'm away, it'll be the Habs, or it'll be Boston, or, you know, it'll be something just so
the Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers will somehow offer sheet him. But I don't know. Listen, he's got to deal with his own business. By no means does he, you know, he's not going to trigger a contract negotiation because he knows the city is feeling glum over Kawhi Leonard leaving. But, man, would it be an opportunity for people to jump right back on his bandwagon, because, you know, the city's not feeling so good when it comes to pro sports. But I'm not holding my breath. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Go on vacation. Get out.
I'm out of here.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good takes from Brian Hayes.
Outstanding caller from Durham Region.
If all callers could be like that, we'd take calls
more. We'd take more calls.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so that was Brian Hayes. Still to come, we'll talk to Mark Masters from Swinging London, our version of Austin Powers. will join us to talk about Milos Raonic and a really tough loss today.
Oof.
In the round of 16 at Wimbledon. That's still to come. You're listening to Overdrive on TSN 1050, the TSN app, and watching on TSN 2.